Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. I think you're going to like today's workout. 95-pound barbell for men, 65-pound barbell for women, and your friend and mine, the rower. 21-15-9 reps for time, power clean, push press, rowing for calories. So if you're unfamiliar with this format, you start the clock, you do 21 power cleans, then 21 push press, then 21 calories in the rower, then 15 power clean, 15 push press, 15 calories in the rower, and then 9 of all of them as well. Calories the same today for the women on the rower. Now, for this workout, it's great because it's going to be a dirty bird if you want it to be a dirty bird because the barbell is quote-unquote light. So there's the beginnings of a trap. Anyone who's been around for a while, trap is set. But there's another trap in there also, and it's the rower. And that really is the choose-your-own-adventure. You've got to pull from the ground with the power clean. That movement is really similar to the movement pattern of a rower, so there's a ton of interference there. And anything that has a monostructural component, a bike, a row, a run, how much you throttle that up or down changes a lot about the workout. If you're casual on the rower, casual workout. You bring the heat on the rower, you bring the heat on the workout. And neither one's right or wrong. It depends on what you need today and how you're feeling today. But this workout has the potential to really have some sizzle to it. And it is supposed to be a moderate time domain, higher intensity deal, so to speak, because the loading is a bit lighter and it's designed to keep the athlete moving. And let's think about what we got going on here. We've got a pull from the ground, we've got the barbell, the monostructural, we've got some overhead. So now again, let's look back at where we've been as to why we are here today. Click onto another screen here. Didn't want to go below parallel, went below parallel yesterday with the back squats. And on Monday, we had no barbell at all, so now we're bringing the barbell back. So we haven't yet pulled from the ground this week, and we haven't yet gone overhead. So that makes a lot of sense right there. We've run earlier this week, but we haven't rowed. Last time we did, and I split this up intentionally. You got a chunks of power clean, then chunks of push press. I could have put them together and made it a power clean and push jerk, but we just did that last week with linchpin test 12. We did 15-12-9 of power clean and jerk, but that was with 135 or 95 pound barbell. So now we've reduced the load like 30%, big chunk down in the load, and we're chunking up the work. So it's markedly different right there. And if we look beyond that as well, we went overhead, but it was a stabilizing position on the overhead squat last Monday, and that was with a different loading also, 115 or 75. So we're hitting these things in a different way, but all with a very intentional pace and cadence, and we are following a path, and the path leads to GPP, to fitness, and to smiles on everybody's face. That's where the path leads. This also has the great settings of a trap because somebody could come out hot if they wanted to. 95 pounds feels great after the workout, bang, 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 21 power cleans, starts cycling, the push press, and heck, maybe even get through them all. And then you get on the rower, and a pace that you hope to start pulling feels so much tougher. So again, there will be people that can move this barbell and move it really well, at least in round one. And if they mail in the rower, then maybe on round two as well. I would encourage you not to mail in the rower to be a barbell hero, but to give each piece of this respect and each piece of this effort. And if that means that you break up the barbell more than you want to because you actually tried on the rower, that would be what I would encourage people to do. If this barbell loading on the power clean and the push press, you think you couldn't get through that first set of 21 with, I would like to see somebody get through that first set of 21, putting the barbell down either not at all, once or twice with short rests. And if that's where you are, of course, safely, that should always go without saying, then I think you're right where you need to be for this. For the wildcard option, exactly the same as the workout of the day, but we've got you on the air bike in case that makes sense for you. Pardon me. The scaled option is going to get you in the same overall work, but instead of going 21-15-9, which are larger chunks of work, it's more sets but smaller reps, 15, 12, 9, 6, 3. That's why that rep scheme was chosen for the scale option, to keep you moving a little bit better. So that is going to be a really nice choice for people. And we bumped down the loading a bit on the barbell. Limited equipment crew, dumbbell power cleans, followed by dumbbell push press. That's going to be just a fantastic time. And we've got runs mixed in there as well. Oh, I see a typo here. Good thing I caught this. Stand by. There was a typo in the limited equipment crew. My apologies. So the limited equipment crew can have to do a little bit of pacing out of your running if maybe you don't have this distance yet, because you have a 400 meter run, then a 300 meter run, and then a 200 meter run. And that'll get nice and close to exactly what we have going on with the rower. So hope that you enjoy that, and I will see you tomorrow for Thursday's workout.